Welcome to my review of AEW Dynasty, as I promise. Let's get to the something. So, Daniel Ospreay lived up to the hype while Swerve made AEW history in the main event. You may find out. Dynasty arrived at the Big Gang promotional news pay-per-view premiered at Chad Serena's on Sunday night, producing a new champion and instant match of the year contender Spread Ospreay versus Brian Danielson. The match clocked in 22 minutes. Ospreay nailed Danielson with a hidden blade finish, a ruthless tiger driver and maneuver. Danielson's ability to stand on slide. Referees started to call for the medical team. Ospreay ran right back to Danielson with another hidden blade. His back of the head scored the win. Danielson and Ospreay looking down, very conscious Danielson, but all but guaranteed we'll get a rematch down the road. But for now, the match stands up right there with Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes in the main event. It'll be WrestleMania XL as the best match of 2024. We go to the wild night concluding where Swerve defeats Mojo, becoming the first new champion, the first black wrestler to hold the company top prize in history. Swerve was one of the champions crowd, and there was also a new title and unification earning on Dynasty. So let's start with some pre-shows. Breda versus Seidel, 0 hour. A Sentinel's Nate. Seidel hit the crowd on his side, but Breda early advantage with a newfound question was recent hill turn. Seidel rattled with a Mayori, had Breda trapped in the corner, but drove Seidel's face in a buckle. He nailed the gotcha style pile driver, no need for locking a submission for the win. After the match, Seidel checked on Breda. Breda attacked him too. Shot Taylor played the brother the fleet demand know where Taylor was with him or against him. Dynamite Wednesday. Despite being a face for years, Brett's offense hit fits perfectly with his heel persona. I doubt Taylor followed him as a heel, but it's nice to see AEW do something to Brent's friends side. Which Cassidy weekly booking. So yeah. There's Cassidy and Shibata versus Taylor Murray Lee Mariah 0 hour. A go-go was a ringside comment to help Taylor take out Shibata early, but the numbers gained didn't help much as Cassidy went an orange punch, pinning Mariah. Little match, joined the work all four men, it could have been a standing TV title tag team match. Cash Shibata to retain Mariah by pinfall. Tony Unification Acclaim versus Bang Bang Gang. Both teams seen had their opponents dead to rights in the match. Came down to the white hitting Benny Gunn. But he running for the win beyond him.
You know what? It's going to happen. You know what? I'm getting tired of being a true champion. I know what it is.
And I'm not taking faction is the right call.
You know what? Fuck you. Oh, this is so bad. The police arrested you. That was the bully. I don't know how this continues. You know what? Maybe the issue, the problems that you came with, maybe the issue that you're. But you know what? You're lazy ass. Emotional problems. I'm fine with that because you want to fuck with people. You want to fuck you.
You guys, no one fuck with him. Man, get there. Come. What if I talk?
There is no future. You're no future. He acted up. He's in there. You don't listen. This, he really is gonna
cry. Blood broke their nose spitefully.
He's really not gonna have a future.
Harassing.
Oh my fucking God. You know what? Yes, leave me. What? I don't know what's going on.
Around these problems.
he had a breakdown. Fights and fights and fights. This is, he went nuts every time getting into the ring. It's a fight. Battles. He's refusing to listen to. It went for. And fine. I'm giving you this choice. Hitting me. You ass. You can't have a. You know what? You weren't doing fine. Go, you have to. This is why he can't. This is why. I understand. And hey, I can put him some help on.
Okay, wait. Kana versus Pac. Kana spent the belt on the match. Attacking Pac's neck. Pac versus Tonson Paja. Pac went for a back arrow, but Kana blocked it. Once referee again, my knees up. Champion quickly turns into Rainmaker for the title rotation. This is a ton of fun. Like, it's one of the Mayo Kana fans, right? About New Japan days. Different scene is outright heel. Normally claims phony in and now it's working stateside. Kana defeated Pac by pinfall to retain the title. Now we go to Copeland, Kingston, Mark Briscoe with House of Black throughout the 6-man tag. Malachi Black made an effort to avoid Copeland at all costs. Copeland looks to find against hands on Black when he turned the spear while rings empty, but Black countered by blinding him, spitting black mist right into Copeland's face. Black followed with the end for the win, pinning the reigning TNT champ process with chaos with open bell. All 6-man got the chance to sign. They're telling the story that Black is Copeland's head. He's finished the red right into. Right into that. TS champion Jill Hart versus Will Nightingale, House Wolves. Nightingale has cleared a power advantage, made quick work of Hart. Way with a Dr. Bomb finish in about 6 minutes. Mercedes Monet ride to remind Willow they will be wrestling double or nothing late for a title. Between Hart's reported injury and T's money in a match, Nightingale was player favorite entered the show. Still seeing her win the first AEW title, feel good moment for one of the most AEW most likable personalities. Nightingale defeated Hart by pinfall to win the title. Intercontinental Champ Roderick Strong plays Kalahai. Strong put O'Reilly away in a heartache to clear the face-to-face brutal match. Alcohol arrested it. The Spirit came to kind of suburb of Colts, seeing his wheelchair is key, close to being returned. It's clear for a return. This felt like a match straight up. 2010 Ring of Honor, exact respect for 2 men, decade of history. It probably would have been better serving as for a diamond than a long, in the middle of a long pay-per-view card. Strong defeated O'Reilly by pinfall, retained the title. The FTW Championship, FTW rules. Hook managed to kick out of Jericho's Juice Effect twice, but the challenge show walked away with the win after needing Hook to hit with a baseball bat. Simmons didn't show signs of life to his final moments. St. Louis wants nothing to do with Jericho hitting. Please retire, go home, Jericho, go home. Chance eventually the title changed hands. I mean, the program will continue. Jericho defeated Hook by pinfall to win the title. Okay, women's champion Tony Storm versus Thunder Rosa with a heat back turn. Storm nailed Rosa with a low blow kick to the crotch. Storm retained her title. Rosa didn't quite regain her momentum since returning from hiatus, but Storm's shenanigans are still as entertaining as ever. Storm defeated Rosa by pinfall to retain. Will Ospreay vs. Brian. The final moments of Kepa Clash saw Danielson and Ospreay both pretend to trim miracle finisher, try miracle finishers. The running knee hitting blade signs hands later, getting the better of the exchange. Ospreay then dropped Danielson on the head with a 91, prompting the referee to call over the medical trainer. What happened in the storyline? Ospreay hit another blade to the back of Danielson's head for the pin. Oscar, He grabbed both hands. His small back. Will you feel that? Scudder. Alright, and as the rest were able to stand, Asprey Doncast checked on him. Put over in the ring. The story. My put young star. It was put over big. That was the base. Putting money on. Hey, this is a match of the year. Contender, but hopefully we'll get a rematch someday soon. Osprey defeated Danielson by pinfall. The tag team championship ladder match. The Young Bucks with TR Justice Cash Wheel to unlock the titles. A masked figure jumped and pushed on Wheel's ladder. The man revealed to Jeff Harris, who was taken away by security. Amanda Chaos. The Bucks grabbed the titles from the win. Arguably the best Bucks versus FTR match of the series. Was hurt by having to follow Danielson by Osprey. Perry's interference, a nice touch. Bear action, AEW likely hope for this. This is Bucks recording their tag team title reign in AEW. Asthma. Now he goes to the main event. The AEW Championship Samoa Joe versus Strickland. That's gonna be barred for him.
So apparently they guarantee a day of attack.
You don't get it, dumbass. Sucks. I hate the idea. So we're able to keep going down. Recount problem, 10 turnbuckles first, so I'm going to shoot second time. So when the one, Strickland became AEW's first Black World Champ. Match came and ended up a long emotional pay-per-view. Strickland's victory felt like triumphant. He was AEW's biggest breakout star in 2023, and now seeing what he could do, top champion. So we're defeated Joe by pinfall to win the title. Yeah. So yeah. Again, So basically, again, yes, the one included the first Black World Champ in AEW. Great. So, yep. So yeah, Dynasty produced a wave of new champions and an instant match competitive 10 of the year. And pretty much was a great show to watch. And this is big. And all in all, Dynasty went out big with a hitch. Went big. So, yeah. That's my thoughts on Dynasty. So, I'll see y'all Sunday for my podcast episode. See ya.